Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for January the 27th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is Hour 2 at 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. We've watched Larry Hilton and the folks at the UPMA, that's the Utah Precious Metals Association. That's what it used to be. Now, it's the United Precious Metals Association. UPMA.org is the website to check it out. We've been watching them over the years, and man, have they done a marvelous work, Kurt, in restoring constitutional currency to the markets today. It starts out with competing currencies. It starts out with holding states to account for the supreme law of the land, etc. Now, you've been working more with these guys, Kurt? Have you been doing more on this?
Well, you know, not as much as I should. Every time I see them at, you know, particular events that I go to or whatever, then I think, oh, man, I got to work on that some more. So that's what caused this latest thing. You know, it's just a great way to emphasize something we believe in and, you know, feel it's very appropriate, and that's the restoration of sound money. And, you know, when you look at the Constitution, it says, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin to tender in payment of debts. And you read that simple little thing and you go, well, how come we're not following the Constitution, you know? And anyway, any move towards that, at least to me, is a sound move.
Amen to that. Anyway, we appreciate them. They're going to be joining us on the broadcast weekly, helping people understand. Look, it used to be $50 was a 1 ounce of gold. A dollar was 1 ounce of silver. And that ratio was locked so that you had stability in currency. And the only reality was that you had to use that for your legal tender. And we've gone away from that big time in America. And we've got to restore that sound money, that honest weights and measures principle. And so that's what the UPMA does. We'll be explaining more about them. You can learn more about them, but you can become a member today, and you can literally buy and sell using your liquid gold or your asset-based currency across the country, folks. It's tremendous. And we're hoping that we can work with Donald Trump and Ron Paul and others and sit down and have a real currency conference and put together sound financial policies that can really protect America. If America is going to be first, it better start with honest money. All right. Now, Donald Trump and the Mexican president are in kind of a, what, machismo battle, Kurt? Is that how you'd say it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we've basically just over the years just handed over basically our wealth in monster amounts you know, to the Mexicans with no tariffs and no you know, real border security and that kind of thing. And so now you know, they don't,
Donald says no,
like, no, it's not something they're willing to accept. And you know, he's also saying we're gonna have a 20% tax on tariffs, you know, basically on imports. And you know what some people just don't know, Sam, is this isn't something that's so unusual. Look at, if you really study it, you'll find
every
that's,
country,
yeah, done.
Now, Donald
all
said
over
no
place
in the early part of his running for office, in the early part of the election cycle, and everybody kind of laughed at him. Ha, 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 he's a clown. He's goofy. And then when he got past a lot of the opposition, there's like, well, he may not be a clown, but he's still goofy. And then they went to, oh, he's evil and he hates everybody. He's a racist. And now they're going, oh, he's not really a racist. He really means that he's not a clown and he's taking action and, whoa, it's real. And so everybody's melting down upon it. But everybody who has gone against the Donald so far, Kurt, has lost. Republicans, Democrats, world leaders alike. And it's getting worse because As far as I understand, Donald said, you're going to build the wall, let's have a meeting. And the Mexican president said, we're not building the wall. And then if you don't recant on this, Donald, I'll cancel the meeting. So the Mexican president canceled the meeting, Kurt, which is okay because that's what Donald wanted anyway. It's like a showdown at high noon, right?
Yeah, I mean, imagine that, you know.
It's like a machismo battle to the nth degree. Well, it's not going so well for the Mexican president, Kurt. Already, you see the fraying of the edges of his stance. Headline, peso drops after Mexico's president cancels Trump meeting. If you want your peso to go up, my friend, you ought to sit down and talk to Donald.
And work with the biggest economy in the world, I guess, as far as that.
It's exactly what he ought to do. And the sooner he does that, the better off Mexico will be. See, I mentioned at the start of the last hour, Kurt, right when the show opened, we don't need to just melt down and have a battle. Why doesn't the Mexican president say, we want to make Mexico great again? We intend to help Donald with his policies. We intend to stop criminals everywhere. We intend to work together and find a way forward and both of our countries can succeed. Why doesn't he do that, Kurt? I guarantee you Donald will sit down and play ball. Who wants to debate about building the wall? We give so much foreign aid to Mexico. Building the wall is just a pittance in comparison. And what we need to do is just say, who cares? We don't care who's building the wall. We don't care who's funding the wall. The fact is we want to get past paying off the wall. We want to get past leaving our nations insecure. We want to move towards stability and safety and security. We want to build the wall. We want to stop criminals and thugs and terrorists. We want to reward all the good guys. Let's make America, let's make Mexico great again. And we're partners with Donald Trump and the new Republican Congress to get that done. Wouldn't Mexico really be much better off with that kind of an attitude, Kurt?
Well, I think so, Sam.
I bet the peso would skyrocket, Kurt.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like maybe the peso, they could even back it with silver and gold. And
heck
then
we
could be like, well, we better do that for America, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, imagine that.
United Precious Metals Association, they could let people in Mexico buy in silver, you know, in Mexico use gold and silver, too. They could unite with us for solutions.
Great point.
We're just giving them hope.
Yeah.
Options.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be done, easily done. But, you know.
That's true.
All right. There's an interesting argument by the Donald that's being battered around in the news, Kurt.
What's that?
Oh, come on, Kurt. You sent it to me.
Interesting.
Heading, Trump argument bolsters. Clinton received 800,000.
Yeah, good point.
From non-citizens, Kurt.
You know, everybody's been talking about this, and the New York Times and all that says that Trump guys are liars. And, of course, New York Times a little while back said, we're going to quit lying.
Lie.
And I thought, you know. Anyway, this one's Rowan.
They can't quit lying, Kurt, because they fundamentally disagree with America.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Rowan Scarborough, he's at the Washington Times. And the headline reads, Trump argument bolstered. Clinton received 800,000 votes from non-citizen study finds. Now, when you read down in the story, you find out they got this political scientist, Jesse Richman, I guess he's a Richman, of Old Dominion University. That's down there in Norfolk, Virginia. He's worked with some colleagues to produce groundbreaking research, they say, on what's called non-citizen voting. Now, I'm just like, well, non-citizens, I thought they weren't supposed to vote. But anyway, and this week he posted a blog in response to Mr. Trump's assertion. I guess the article continues, says, based on national polling by a consortium of universities, that means a whole bunch of them, a report by Mr. Richman said 6.4% of the estimated 20 million adult non-citizens in the U.S. voted in November. He extrapolated that that percentage would have added 834,381 net votes for Mrs. Clinton, who received about 2.8 million more votes than Mr. Trump. Mr. Richman calculated that Mrs. Clinton would have collected 81% of non-citizen votes. And the article continues, it says, is it plausible that non-citizens vote added to Clinton's margin? Yes, Mr. Richmond wrote, is it plausible that non-citizen votes account for the entire nationwide popular vote margin held by Clinton? Not at all. Still, they say, the finding is significant because it means non-citizens may have helped Mrs. Clinton carry a state or finish better than she otherwise would have.
Oh, the fake media is losing again, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
What do you do about that, huh? Well, the truth shall set you free. Haven't we said that for quite a while? And the new media has taken center stage. Haven't we doubled down on that as well? For good reason, it turns out. Liberty Roundtable Live doubles down in seconds. Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Trump argument bolstered by a new study showing that 800,000-plus votes was received by Hillary Clinton from non-citizens. This is serious business. The mainstream press has peddled. They've said, hey, proof to the contrary, Donald's lying. You literally don't run around and say the president of the United States is lying unless you have some pretty good evidence, Kurt. And in this case, it's certainly up for debate. And they're now being forced to admit there is voter fraud, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. And, you know, every time we've seen, remember the three states that they were questioning? What was it? Wisconsin, Michigan, it seemed like. Anyway, there were three there where they actually started doing a little digging. You know, I mean, they were looking at it saying,
and
hey,
every time
maybe.
McDonald came up with more votes and Hillary lost more.
Well, yeah, and at least the way I remember the stories, as they dug, for example, like in the Detroit area, they just kept digging up dirt like you couldn't believe.
Yeah, like dead
so they
people
were just
voting
like,
and people voting twice,
yeah,
and all kinds of stuff.
Huge amounts of inaccuracies and stuff, and before you know it, they were just like, oh, we're just going to leave the numbers like they are. We can't even count. You know, we got all these, votes in different places, and they don't come up with the right numbers, and we don't even know what to do. You know, so I just think this is like the tip of the iceberg. If you really, like this story here, when you look at the headline that reads, hey, Clinton received 800,000 votes from non-citizens, study finds. Well, when you look at the story, you find out that it's just a bunch of, you know, they call this guy a political scientist. Means, you know, he's just making a little study and got together with a bunch of his buddies and he figured out, well, you know, I'm thinking that this is about if there's 20 million adult non-citizens in the U.S. and just about 6.4% of them voted, then that means, you know, this many votes would have gone to Clinton and this many to Trump. I mean, this is just a bunch of, well, it's a waste of time, I think, but at least it lends itself to the simple idea that down at the last part of the story, it says, still the finding is significant because it means non-citizens may have helped Mrs. Clinton carry a state or finish better than she otherwise would have. So, you know, the numbers could have been even worse for her and when it came to the Electoral College. But, you know, the bottom line is, who's not going to want to make sure that the vote is accurate?
Anybody who's intentionally committed fraud and or wants to cover up the truth, Kurt, that's who.
Good point, Sam. And
the rest of us
that's
want
why
the truth.
The idea of making sure the votes are accurate, making sure that the right people are voting, and that we don't have fraud going on, vote fraud, right, Sam?
Yes, sir.
I mean, imagine us wanting that. I guess there we go, being truthers again, huh? We want the truth about voting.
Imagine
shocking.
That.
Yeah, you can tell we're really causing trouble in the country, huh?
Well, hey, all I can tell you is we're making a difference one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Now, we talked about ABC at the start of the first hour and how belligerent they are. ABC airs promo for a show about the president being shot. During, quote, Trump interview, a dramatic clip showing a sniper firing towards a fictitious president. Well, now a school teacher does the same thing, Kurt. Headline says, schools teacher stages Mac assassination of President Trump in classroom, screams, die, die, die. Kurt, I don't know what's going on here, but these liberals have lost their marbles. These people are psychotics, or they're crazy.
Well, you know, and just imagine, once again, if the tables were turned and you had some redneck school teacher, and, you know, when Obama got in and they were, you know, pointing some fake gun in a classroom and saying, die, die, die about Obama, there'd be the Justice Department and everything else. But, you know, there just doesn't seem to be the same thing
now, Kurt,
going on here.
Let's make this clear, though. If the tables were turned, we would be rejecting that just as forcefully.
That's exactly right. You know.
You want to know why we
would? Because it's wrong.
That's right. And because we're pro-life.
Nice. Yeah.
We're not for
that's
die,
right.
die, die.
So the headline from WorldNet Daily says, die, teacher goes berserk, fires toy gun at Trump. Woman who pretended to assassinate president reportedly seen in Oval Office. You've got, I mean, just imagine doing this. I guess this lady is a fine arts teacher at what's called W.H. Adamson High School. That's in Dallas, Texas. Her name is Payal Modi, P-A-Y-A-L Modi, M-O-D-I. So she said, "Die," the teacher shrieked as she pulled the trigger of her toy water gun, firing at least 8 shots at an image of President Donald Trump displayed on a projector screen in front of her class. I guess she was hired back in August of 2014, and she earns approximately $51,000 a year. She's been placed on administrative leave while the Dallas Independent School District investigates her Inauguration Day stunt. Someone in the room filled her outburst, and she reportedly posted, and then reportedly posted the video on Instagram with the caption, "Pay." Well, anyway, it's a big long caption, but while she removed the video, it's still available on Twitter, and you can see it on the WorldNet Daily website. Adamson High School Assistant Principal Bobby Nevels confirmed to PJ Media that the teacher is Modi. He said, that's her name, by the way, not Moody, but Modi.
Boy, he said the Modi,
district,
sure. Wow.
Yeah, the district is aware of the video, but will not comment on personnel issues. Now, let me ask you this question, Sam. Imagine if this were a man, a white man, and the tables were turned, and that was Obama. I believe that you'd have real quick, we'll see you later, out of the school district. But anyway, the Dallas Independent School District considers possession of a toy gun to be what they call a level one offense. Now, you know, possession of a toy gun. So that's your level one offense, Sam. You know, that's according to page 21, by the way, of the Student Code of Conduct Handbook. Now, the school district appeared to be deleting comments about the incident from their Facebook page. The district,
that ought to restore trust to build credibility.
That's how you fix history. The district posted the following message Thursday afternoon. "Today we were made aware of a social media posting being circulated involving a teacher at W.H. Adamson High School. The teacher's been placed on administrative leave." They didn't put with pay, but I'll bet you she's getting paid. "This is a personnel matter, and as such, we cannot comment. Please note, this Facebook page is not a forum to discuss personnel matters." Anyway, the bottom line is,
in the teacher's defense, she is innocent until proven guilty, and there does need to be an appropriate investigation. I'm not so sure that I'm for suspending her with pay, but I am saying I support not a knee-jerk reaction. I support common sense. Let's methodically work through this, find out exactly what the real truth is. I think that we owe that to the teacher, even though I think this is crazy. I think that we need to realize people are innocent until proven guilty. We need to get just the facts, ma'am, and then decide from there. So in that sense, I support a little bit of a measured approach.
A whole lot of new things you learn in school, though.
Amen. But this idea that everybody's going berserk against Trump has got to stop, folks. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. While President Trump is fair game for criticism, his 10-year-old son, Barron, is off-limits, decided the producers of NBC's Saturday Night Live program, who suspended writer Katie Rich after she posted a tweet predicting that he will be this country's first homeschool shooter. Rich was suspended immediately after her tweet, and her suspension is indefinite, reported the New York Times. Rich posted a notice apologizing for the tweet, which she described as offensive and inexcusable. Her name did not appear in the closing credits of the Saturday Night Live program that was broadcast on the following evening. Andrea Billups, a former reporter for People magazine and the Washington Times, who now teaches journalism at the University of Florida, points out that Barron Trump did not run for office. He did not sign up for this. and he's 10 years old. Among most media figures, Billups claims, there is a tacit understanding that this child's life and all the things about him need to stay off limits. Barron Trump has become a preferred target for some of Mr. Trump's most outspoken critics, a few of whom have suggested, on the basis of malicious speculation, that the child suffers from autism. This prompted former first child Chelsea Clinton to issue a rebuke, insisting that Barron Trump deserves the chance every child does, to be a kid. Recognizing an appropriate boundary between partisan political criticism and respect for political non-combatants, Clinton insisted that standing up for every kid also means opposing Trump policies that hurt kids. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. This violence and abuse and hatred towards the Donald and everything conservative has got to stop. The women's rights marchers, we kind of mocked the men being involved as kind of wimps. And people were concerned about my comments related to that, but I kind of doubled down and said, look, when they're murdering babies, when they're putting women in harm's way, when they're promoting, the pro-death policies, when they're promoting birth control and they're mad because government won't fund their perversions, that's what we're talking about. But they get more rabid, Kurt. So, you know, the conservative group can't even really hang out with Sam Bushman because they claim I'm a racist, which is an absolute, complete, 100% lie. However, in their fake news agenda, it gets worse because the Women's March now had a speaker there, Kurt, that was a speaker. She is a convicted felon. Her name is Donna Hylton. She kidnapped, raped, and tortured a man. She went to prison for it, Kurt. Along with several others, she kidnapped a man and literally murdered him. And now this is a leader, a speaker for their organization. And they say you can't even talk to Sam Bushman?
Yeah, it's amazing.
And Donald even backs away and kind of wimps out a little bit, or his sons did. What's up with all that, Kurt?
Apparently this lady, and I use that term loosely, this is an article from WorldNet Daily. Chelsea Schilling is the author. And the headline reads, Women's March Speaker, a Kidnapper, Murderer. So this is what they call a leading black feminist and featured speaker at this Women's March on Washington. They say she speaks on women's issues and prison reform. And by the way, she's a convicted murderer and kidnapper, and she was part of a 7-person gang that abducted, tortured, and killed a 62-year-old white man. Her name is spelled Hylton, so you could say Hilton or Hylton, I'm not sure. Anyway, but she was convicted of the second-degree murder.
We use Hylton on purpose because they're trying to say that the Donald's like the Heil Hitler, thing, but this lady's Heil Death, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this lady's literally militant, belligerent.
They
a convicted
say she was,
murder is their champion speaker, Kurt.
Yeah, second-degree murder and two counts of first-degree kidnapping. That was back in 86. I guess he served 27 years at New York's Bedford Hills Correctional Facility for the crime. They say the victim was 62-year-old Thomas Viglai. Well, anyway, it starts with a V. It's a little Italian, and I'm not sure I can get it. But the guy, they say he was a balding real estate broker, you know, so he's a little bald. They call him a con man, but the bottom line is these guys, they went after him. And this lady was part of, I guess, a group who they tortured him pretty seriously, Sam. And the bottom line is there's a lot more detail in the World Net Daily story. Some words we probably wouldn't
but
even
the,
bring
the bottom
up,
line,
but,
though, with this, Kurt, yeah. is this. You know, there's just allegations of Sam being a racist by people who hate our guts, who hate everything we stand for. The more we're on target for the true discussions to restore America, the more they attack with their lies and their fake news. And we've caught them at it and forced retractions from many of them. Nevertheless, that's just an allegation. It isn't even true. But, you know, Donald and the administration, or nobody can even communicate with me because, man, the liberals that attack them and then melt down. But they can literally have a murderer, a convicted felon that served 20-plus years in 25, a quarter of a century in prison for the convicted crimes, come out and literally be one of their, you know, big speakers or whatever. This is, she's not just attending the rally like, oh, man, we don't have a choice who attends. She's literally endorsed as the speaker. And then these women are running around, and these men are running around acting like this is awesome for women's stuff. And then I say these guys are ne'er-do-wells. This is a problem. This isn't good. And people are like, Sam, I don't think you should criticize those guys. What? Have you lost your mind?
Wow.
So that's what's going on here, Kurt.
I guess after the, her speech, she was interviewed, it says, in the World Net Daily story by the Chinese government television network. I've not really, watched that. I didn't know about that. But anyway, she claimed that black and brown women are being criminalized for their color. She said, because I was a woman that spent 27 years in prison, we are the most marginalized of this demographic, right? Now, I would tell her that maybe the reason she spent 27 years in prison is they killed somebody and tortured them and kidnapped them. So I don't think it had anything to do with her color. But anyway, that's just my weird way of looking at this story. But anyway, I think you're supposed to go to prison if you kill people, as far as I know. And, they talk about some of the things they did to the guy, and I'll tell you what, that's a rather revealing story from World Net Daily. Women's March speaker, a kidnapper, murderer, Chelsea Schilling. You know, you got certain places where you can really find some real news that you're just not going to find other places. World Net Daily is a great one there. Liberty News Daily is also a good one. At least in my opinion, you're going to find no fluff. You're going to just find some facts there. But it's amazing to see what's going on. I guess the headline...
Kurt, how do they get away with this, though? How, again, it's because we don't have enough media support, right?
Well, I think so. And then, of course, it's... Yeah, I mean, it's what, like, the New York Times could have put this story on the front page, and that would have pretty much blown the whole idea of the women's deal out of the park, I think, but I don't see it anywhere else, do you?
Not that I see. That's why I just can't understand this. You would think, Kurt, that some... You would think somehow these people have somewhat of a conscience, Kurt. And even the liberals and the conservatives who disagree on a lot of things. You, in my mind, Kurt, would think, maybe I'm wrong, but you would think at some point they'd say, okay, enough of this partisanship, enough of this divide on conservatives and liberals. We just can't have this kind of leader or whatever. Am I making any sense?
Yeah, I mean, just imagine if the tables were turned and Trump had, you know, maybe a pro-Trump crowd had brought some person that had killed some, like in this case, it was a black woman who was part of a crowd, a group that killed a white guy. So you turn the tables, and if it was some white guys that had killed a black person, and they had them speaking, there would just be a big outcry, as far as I can tell, right, Sam? I mean, it would just
there would be more
than
a big outcry, Kirk. They would literally shut down the opposition in a way that there would be no way forward.
Yep, good point.
It would never be let go. It would never be, I don't know what you want to say, ignored or overlooked. But somehow it is. All right, Kurt, I know it's hard to move from such horrible news stories to great news stories. But we love the great news stories so much we want to do it.
Yeah.
You gave me an article about a woman that's 108 years old. She's in an assisted living home, and there's a good reason why, Kurt.
Let's see if I can remember this story.
Woman, 108 years old, remains in assisted living home thanks to 800 donors.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Story,
good
in
point.
My opinion.
Yeah, and, you know, it's surprising, but CNN is the source for this. The lady's name is Carrie Lou Roush, and she's been in an assisted living facility for almost 3 years. But her funds to remain there were, well, they were starting to run out. Anyway, her home there in Columbus, Ohio, didn't accept Medicaid, you know, the place where she's been living. And she faced this problem unless she came up with some more money. But now they've done a GoFundMe page, and it's allowed her to stay one more year, much to her family's relief. Now, well-wishers from about 22 states, according to the CNN article, raised nearly $50,000, $10,000 above the goal, by the way. Susan Hatfield, this lady's daughter, said the last 24 hours have been a whirlwind. She said, at this time, when there's so much hostility and division and self-centeredness in the country, that this many people can show care for a total stranger, this renews my faith that humans are good. That has been amazing for my whole family. Whoa, baby. That's private acts of charity going on, Sam. Whoa, that's amazing to know about that. Ladies and gentlemen, good news right there from Liberty Roundtable and even CNN. Woo, shocking.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
I run the risk of being slightly repetitive on this story, ladies and gentlemen, but I want to on purpose. I want to hammer this home. Woman, Carrie Lou Roush, 108 years old, remains in an assisted living home thanks to 800 donors. First off, CNN wrote this, Kurt. They're actually going to talk about
good
news.
Well, that's
CNN.
Right. Wow. You know, I mean, to me, you know, that's a feather in their hat, you know, for
Amen.
CNN to do it.
Now, they say that the problem is they don't have Medicaid in her area, and so she didn't have the money, and she ran out of funds, and she didn't know what to do, so they launched GoFundMe.
Yes.
And I guess well-wishers, Kurt, from 22 states raised nearly $50,000.
Now, the update on that, just so you know, Sam.
Above the goal, that's when we had the story. Now, the numbers are even greater, right?
That's right. Right now, they're at $57,958. They had a $40,000 goal. 995 people have participated now, according to the GoFundMe site.
Now, they said they sold her home. They used all the money they could to pay for her living, and now they need help.
Yep.
And the family said, I knew at the time that they didn't accept Medicaid, but you know what? She knew this area. She was comfortable there. Yep. Her husband passed away back in 1995, Kurt. And the fund was set up a couple of months ago, but it wasn't until local news did a story on Roush that they decided to start, you know, that it started cranking up. So they left the GoFundMe open a couple more days, and bam, it was a tremendous relief. Without this, I was going to have to sit mom down and tell her she had to move, tell her she was out of money.
Yep.
At this point, she doesn't even know that she's running out of money. Her mother does have some income. She gets Social Security, etc. But we bring this story up, Kurt, for a big reason. Number one, a kudos goes to CNN. I rarely get to give them a kudos, so when I get to it, it's worth it.
Yeah, yeah.
But the big story, the big takeaway here in my mind is several points. Number one, the mainstream press is covering it. Number two, it took people in the news to cover this kind of good news for it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number three, you don't need government, folks. This is a private sector solutions. 800 people came together.
Yeah, and now it's close to 1,000 altogether.
1,000 people came together.
Yeah.
And Kurt, what? To raise $50,000, it's an average of about $50 a person?
Yeah, right now it's almost $60,000. But it's private charity. See,
that's
and
the
so
point.
Many times the same people, the CNN kind of folks, would tell you when we would suggest that, hey, what we need is to have private charities. In other words, people doing these acts of not government forced charity, they would say, oh, that won't work. Well, this is a perfect example of, you know, a case where here, even when the government forces us at the many times the point of the gun to force us to participate in their acts of charity. Even after that, when people see a real need, they participate. And this is a perfect example of that. That's what's going on right here with Miss Carrie. So, you know, that's one of the main reasons we bring it up.
Amen.
Imagine honest, private charity, you know, people not being forced to participate, but being able to participate. And that's what charity's all about.
Amen. Ladies, now, there's a couple of things to note, though. In my opinion, media has a role to play here, Kurt. And they can either ignore the story or whatever, or they can do what they did in this case, which is, one, have it go local. All of a sudden, the National says, this is a cool story. Let's pick it up and help. You can use good people in the media, not by force, but by choice, to support and spread the word about these charitable organizations. And with new technology and everything else, you could literally help all kinds of people around the country. Just imagine, instead of me paying $1,500 a month for my family insurance, just imagine me being in a Christian health share service for $400 a month. Then imagine me putting $200 a month away and just saying, I'm going to look at these worthy projects and support people and donate to people. And just imagine we could take care of it all by ourselves. And if the media would tell the stories, if we, the people, had a network and a way to learn about who needs assistance and help, we had a way to vet and make sure that it was legitimately needed, legitimately allocated and appropriately, you know, spent or, you know, monitored. In other words, the funds had a channel of sacred custody and stability. Just think what could be done here. And our hope is that we can eventually back and set up a model that could support this charitable opportunity in the free market without government involvement and or force. And it could be done in a way that would make people happy, that we could spread good news around every day. We could let people know, you know, this is a wonderful story. I'm thinking, what a blessing for this family. What a blessing for this elderly lady. And Kurt, there's one thing, is I don't even know what her race is. And you want to know what else? I don't care.
Oh, Sam, how does that work when they say you're a racist? I don't understand.
Well, her name is Carrie Lou Roush, right?
Yeah.
And I'm delighted she's lived her life, and I'm glad that she gets to be in a safe place that she knows and that she's comfortable, and I'm glad that we support the dignity of pro-life as long as the Lord chooses to keep her here, sir.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Imagine that.
And I support this, and I wish I would have known I would have donated to it. I'm just telling you, it's good stuff, and we need more.
Well, we're
of it.
Doing what we can to donate right now. We, you know, we let are. Folks know about it. You can find it pretty easily if you want.
And I guess I could still donate a little bit, too, although they've already met their goal. One of the things I'm a little concerned about is when these people do GoFundMes and they meet their goal, then they're like, oh, we just changed the goal. And they keep updating and updating it. At what point, you know, does it kind of go off script? I don't know. But yeah. Nevertheless, we commend this story. We commend CNN. We commend the free market. We commend charitable opportunities. We commend paying it forward, doing a good turn daily, whatever word you want to use to describe making America great again. And we commend working together as Americans.
Yep.
All right, Kurt, there's a headline, nothing safe about legal abortion, sir.
Yeah, well, good point. You know, it's so true. You know, I mean, imagine if you're the little infant, how safe is that? Certainly nothing safe about that, huh?
It's pro-life right now.
Mm-hmm.
And people are really making a difference there. But I really think this pro-life issue needs to be talked about more and more. And they really want to double down on, you can't make it graphic in these discussions, never mind how graphic the reality is.
Yeah, yeah. And
now, they're all for reality,
as far as I know,
TV,
this
except
is
for the reality graphics discussion.
That's
when it comes
right.
To this
and
death movement.
This looks like a Liberty News Daily piece, as far as I can tell. They say proponents of legalized abortion loudly decry any effort to require abortion facilities to maintain minimum health and sanitation standards as an effort to restrict access to the procedure. You know, imagine them. I mean, like if you were wanting to sell honey on the street corner or maybe, you know, hot dogs, man, you got to make sure your place is clean. But if you're going to perform abortions, I mean, you know, we don't want to really have, you know, clean situation there.
And what's interesting about this, you would think that all the women's libbers and everybody else would be like, oh, absolutely, we got to have it clean. You would think that we could at least join together on that. But no.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The story goes on. It says, indeed, the child killing industry I love the way that's written.
Is
the only business most left-leaning politicians and activists want to deregulate. This has consequences for the health and safety of the women who procure abortions, in addition to consistently lethal consequences for the children destroyed thereby. Man, you just can't say it any better than it gets said there. The direct action group Operation Rescue recently obtained 5 statement of deficiency reports that document citations of the Planned Parenthood abortuary. That's a cool name. In St. Louis, Missouri, for 39 classes of violations involving 210 incidents, more than half of which were related to failure to provide a safe and sanitary environment.
Now, this is where we call the men wimpy, Kurt, on this, because they really ought to be standing up and saying, listen, whether we agree or disagree on abortion, whether we agree or disagree on these clinics existing in the first place, whether we agree or disagree whether financial, you know, dollars should come from the federal government or whatever to these causes, set all that aside for a minute. Shouldn't everybody agree that we ought to have safe, sanitary, stable? If that's what we're doing, shouldn't we at least want that? Shouldn't that be a non-controversial discussion?
Yep, it sure should have. And by the way, the source report for this came from Life News once again. Each year, the LibertyNewsDaily.com piece continues each year that the St. Louis Planned Parenthood has been inspected, the number of incidents has increased. The Operation Rescue's president, Troy Newman, commented about that. He said, this is hard evidence that brings that things at Planned Parenthood are getting worse, not better. If a restaurant was cited this many times, it would be shut down. But somehow, Planned Parenthood has been allowed to continue placing the lives of women at risk.
And see, that's another point, though, Kurt. You know, it's one thing if it was getting better and then the people dismissed it and said, listen, we're improving on it. It takes a while. It's another thing when it's getting worse. Everybody in their right mind should be alarmed.
Good point.
But it just shows the political divide we've got in America. We, ladies and gentlemen, double down in support of male and female created he, them. And in the idea that we, the people, are complementary in male and female roles, not controversial or not adversarial. And we stand for pro-life unequivocally, without apology. Very clear. LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Check them out. Get involved. Your support in every way, including financial, would be most appreciative. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and indeed will restore our grand old republic. Please get involved. Make it a great day and choose the right, will ya? After all, we declare this nation shall endure.